This is the Historians Podcast, and I'm Bob Cudmore. Our guest is Fulton County historian and executive director of the Fulton County Historical Society, Samantha Hall Saladino. How you doing, Samantha?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm quite well.
Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you with us because we have several interesting things to discuss with you. First, the Year of the Glove, which has been underway for months in Fulton County. How would you describe what you're doing with the Year of the Glove?
This all started with an email from an art teacher in Perth, Scotland. And her message sort of spurred us to realize that we haven't really had a big sort of celebration or commemoration of our heritage and history. And I think as the generations start to get farther and farther away from it, that history is in danger of becoming forgotten, or we're missing out on opportunities to speak to the people who were involved in the glove and leather industry in Fulton County. So I think it's going pretty well. We're having a lot of interest from the community, and we've had quite a few events that have been very interesting and educational. I've been learning a lot this year.
Yes, and one of the events has to do with that woman, was it, who wrote you from Perth, Scotland?
Yes, Alison Ferguson. There was a Glovers Guild in Perth, Scotland, and one of the stories is that Sir William Johnson, when he settled Johnstown in the 18th century, that he was encouraging glovers from Perth to come to the area and settle. We don't know necessarily if that's 100% true. There's no real historic documentation that we can find from that era that states that, but it's one of those things that's been told over the years. And so she was doing a project with her students to sort of the same thing we're doing here, look into the glove industry in Scotland and create art projects based on that history. And when she discovered this connection online between Perth, Scotland and Fulton County, she reached out to Marion Viglione at the Fulton County Historical Society, and that's sort of where this whole idea was born. So they sent some of their artwork over to us, which is currently on display at the museum.
Mm-hmm. And Fulton County does have a museum. It's on Kingsborough Avenue, right?
Yes.
Former school. Now, and it's also the Perth art exhibitor, the students in Perth did. And what are they? They're like paintings of gloves, or what did they do?
They did all kinds of mixed media. Some are paintings, some photograph, some are 3D pieces, which is really interesting. So they had full creative reign of what they wanted to use when they did those pieces.
And you're trying to do a similar thing in Fulton County now with young people, right?
We did. There was an art show on display at the Fulton Montgomery Regional Chamber of Commerce through June, and we had a judged art show with prizes, and the students came out to the awards ceremony, and it was really, really lovely to see our young people getting involved in this.
Now, you said that Sir William Johnson, kind of the leader of the colonial settlement around Johnstown, Gloversville, it's not clear whether the Scots whom that he invited to America or had come to America got into the glove making. Do we know how it got started, or why Gloversville? You know, Gloversville's named, you know, it'd be like calling my hometown Carpet City for real. I mean, you know, that's actually the name of Gloversville. Do you know why it started there, or why it happened there?
Yes, there was an early leather maker, Talmadge Edwards, who was from England originally, and he eventually settled in Johnstown. And he was one of the first in the area who learned the art of leather dressing in the UK. And he was hired by a couple of gentlemen from Kingsborough and Gloversville to teach them how to dress deer skins, because there were a lot of tinsmiths in the Kingsborough area, and oftentimes they would be given deer skins in trade for their tinware, and they didn't know what to do with them.
Right.
So that's how it kind of began, and soon it just sort of grew out from there.
Hmm. And as time went on, one thing I've always heard is that various ethnic groups came to be in the glove industry. And maybe one of the more unusual, in a way, were a lot of Jews who, over in Europe, as I understand the story, and correct me if I'm wrong, that was one of the occupations that Jews could do. They were forbidden from a lot of occupations, but they could be glove cutters.
Yes, there were a lot of Jewish immigrants who came to, especially Gloversville, and were involved in the industry. Most people, well, many people know the Latour name or the Latour name, depending on how you want to pronounce it. But there's a wonderful book called Shtetl in the Adirondacks by Herbert Engel that goes into that history for anybody who's more interested in going more in depth there.
And there were other ethnic groups. The two that come to my mind, I'm not sure that, well, there are probably others, are Italians and also people from Croatia.
The Italian community, yes, definitely. I've not heard about Croatian
groups. Well, maybe I'm thinking of something else. Right?
Well, you never know.
Right. But anyway, different, and I don't know if I should apologize for doing this, but I'll do it anyway. You know, I'm from Amsterdam, you know, which was the home of the carpet industry at one time, as Gloversville and Johnstown was the glove industry. But there were different industrial models. In Amsterdam, the carpet mills were big mills, and there was only a couple of them, you know, Bigelow, Sanford, and Mohawk, ultimately. But in Gloversville, there were a whole bunch of glove mills, were there not?
There were. It was very much a cottage industry, so there were plenty of businesses in factories, as we would think of them, but there were also a lot of people doing this in their homes as well.
Hmm. Now, also, in terms of the Year of the Glove, I believe I read this in the Leader Herald coverage of the of this year, that there is a man named Thomas Ruller, who is a native of Gloversville, and he's the New York State archivist. And I've seen his name over time. I know from time to time he listens to the podcast. How did Thomas Ruller get involved in the Year of the Glove?
I met him a couple of years ago at an unrelated event to Gloversville at the New York State Museum, and he had said he was from Gloversville. So I always kind of knew that and kept that in mind. And as we were talking about how we wanted to sort of kick off this year and did we want to have a keynote speaker, I said we should really talk to Tom Ruller, because not only does he have access to the archives through his work, which has amazing photos and information about the industry, but he's also from Gloversville and I believe served as the deputy historian for the city of Gloversville for some time as well.
And the Year of the Glove has been underway, so he's already done his speech up there. What was your takeaway from what he told the folks?
Well, we had an incredible turnout. We had not enough room for everybody, so I think everybody really wanted to come and listen to him, and I wish we had been able to give him more than 20 minutes, since this is part of a larger event, but I would love to hear him do that presentation again. I think he provided some really interesting information and also showed how the New York State Archives can be used by, you know, local historians and regular citizens who are interested in their history and how they can get involved there. So it was really nice to have that connection with New York State and Albany.
I did, you know, again, read in the newspaper coverage that when you met him, he introduced himself to the gathering of the State Museum, saying something to the effect, "I am from Gloversville and I'm proud of it." In other words, a lot of times there's a lot of hand-wringing in our communities, and I would include my hometown Amsterdam in that regard, and certainly Johnstown, Gloversville, people say, "Oh, the old days, oh, the old," but he's happy for the old days.
Yes. It was funny when he said that. He said, "I'm from Gloversville and it's the best city." And, at the end of his presentation, he asked if anybody had any questions, and I said, "I don't have any questions, but I'm from Gloversville, and I agree that it's the best city as well." So it's really nice, you know, to hear that, because I think outside of the area as well, when people think of Fulton County, they only see the negative and don't understand some of the great things that we're doing here as well.
We're talking with Samantha Hall Saladino about the Year of the Glove, which is underway, a big multi-event program taking place in Fulton County. We'll be back with Samantha in just a moment. You're listening to the Historians Podcast, and I'm Bob Cudmore. Just a quick message about our fundraising campaign. We collect funds for keeping the podcast on the internet through a GoFundMe page. We're at GoFundMe.com/2019 The Historians. If you go to that website, they'll walk you through how you can contribute online using your credit card or other electronic payment. If you don't want to do that, you can send a check and make the check out to me, Bob Cudmore, and send to Bob Cudmore at 125 Horstman Drive, Scotia, New York, 12302. And thank you very much. We're talking with Samantha Hall Saladino, who's Fulton County historian and executive director of the Fulton County Historical Society. Let me bring that up now before, but I have more to ask you about the Year of the Glove. But you have both, these are two separate jobs. How did that you became the historian, but and that was some years ago, I think. But how did you become executive director of the Historical Society? And tell us, if you would, about the Historical Society.
Sure. So previous to this, I had been working as the executive director at the Albany County Historical Society in Albany in the Tenbrook Mansion. But I've been living in Gloversville, so, and as you said, I've been serving as the county historian since, I believe, 2013. And the Fulton County Historical Society has never had a paid full-time executive director. They've done pretty amazing things with just volunteers, which is an excellent feat in and of itself, but they recently completed a strategic planning process, and one of their first goals is if we want to complete any of this plan, we need to have a paid executive director who can help lead the museum in that process. So, you know, this is my hometown museum. This is where I grew up going, and I knew I had to put in my application. And I'm very pleased and very lucky that I was chosen to help lead the museum in this phase. So, as you mentioned earlier, we are located in the Old Kingsborough Academy, which was built in 1900 and used as a school through the 1970s. And we have several different exhibit rooms with all kinds of history about Fulton County, from sports history, military, of course, leather and glove, things about the Fonda Johnstown and Gloversville Railroad. So you can discover a lot of different things about Fulton County just by visiting our museum.
Mm. And this is the main activity of the Historical Society, is maintaining and operating the museum?
Yes, though we are expanding now that there's somebody there all the time. We're really growing our programming to try and do a number of different things throughout the year, such as holiday events and lectures and presentations, kids programs. So we're really trying to expand a lot more on what we're doing apart from serving as stewards of the museum.
Mm. What are your hours? When are you open?
We are open Thursday through Sunday from 12 to 4 until Labor Day. And then we're open Saturdays and Sundays from 12 to 4 until Columbus Day. And then the museum closes during the off-season from Columbus Day until about May. But we will do other events during that time, and we are also, of course, open to tours by appointment. So people shouldn't be afraid to give us a call, even if it says we're closed.
Mm-hmm. The what are some of the other events that the museum holds? I remember, well, actually, I guess this wasn't technically maybe a museum event, but the bookstore in Johnstown had an author's fair.
Yes, yeah. We love partnering with our community organizations. It's really a great way to sort of bring in more people, both for them and for us, introduce us to new audiences, but it also allows us to do things that we wouldn't normally be able to do on our own. So some of the things we have coming up this year related to Year of the Glove on September 22nd. We're doing a historic trolley tour, and we're actually partnering with the Johnstown Historical Society, who will have their buildings open prior to the tour, as well as Townsend Leather, who is celebrating their 50th anniversary this year. And the last stop of the tour will be a visit to their facility and learning about what they do. We'll also have a presentation by Dr. Gerald Zahavi from the University at Albany about radical union activism in the tanneries in Fulton County. That's Saturday, October 19th.
And I'm just putting in a word for him. I haven't talked to him in years, but he's quite an authority on the union movement in Fulton County.
Yes, he was just here, I believe in July. He did a presentation. He filmed a bunch of interviews with the owners and the glove makers in Fulton County in the 1990s. And so he did a presentation where he showed some of that footage, and it was really amazing to hear those people talk and tell their stories in their own words. So definitely check out, if you're available on Saturday, October 19th at 2 p.m., come join us at Fulton Montgomery Community College.
It's October 19th with Gerald Zahavi.
Yes.
All right. And will that be your final event of the Year of the Glove?
As of right now, that's our final hosted event for Year of the Glove. We'll also have some non-Year of the Glove related things. We're doing a interactive storytelling of the legend of Sleepy Hollow in October, because Washington Irving's sister married Johnstown resident Richard Dodge, and they're both buried in the Colonial Cemetery in Johnstown. We'll also have the Tri-City Paranormal Society coming in October to do a paranormal investigation with some folks, and that will be open to the public. We're also having our first annual Festival of Trees in December, so we're really excited about that.
Very good. Back to the Year of the Glove, and again, we're talking with Samantha Hall Saladino of the Fulton County Historical Society and Fulton County historian. One of the other speakers I haven't asked you about is a man that I've talked to over the years, and he has connected to Gloversville and also the Adirondacks, and that's Don Williams. Wasn't he at one point principal of the school you're in, or no, this former school?
He was a principal. I'm not sure.
You know what? I think I've said that before, and he's corrected me. I think he was principal of a school in Gloversville, but probably not that school.
Yes, he definitely was a principal. I can confirm that, but I can't tell you which one. But he just did a presentation for us this past Thursday, which was amazing as well.
I mean, what was the gist of what he was talking about? Because he writes a great deal about the Adirondacks, but this was specifically about Gloversville?
It was called Growing Up in Gloveland, and it was about his family's involvement in the early industry, and I believe his family lived in the Northville, Northampton area. So it was an interesting take, because it's not an area that we tend to think of when we think of glove making, right? We think of Johnstown and Gloversville. So it was really interesting hearing about how that industry was working up a little bit north from us. And he had some amazing personal family pieces that he brought in, like paperwork from his aunt's homeworking and different pieces of leather and things like that that were really interesting to accompany his talk.
Yeah, originally, I think you mentioned this, that the gloves were made from deer skin or skins of animals from the Adirondacks.
Yes.
That probably wasn't the case as time went on, but...
Yes, they imported from all over the world. We actually have a map in the museum right now showing where what kind of different skins came from different areas of the globe that were sent here to Gloversville.
Let me go back to, you were telling us about the trolley tour that you're doing on, I think, September 22nd. You said you're going to stop at Townsend Leather, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but the glove industry is basically gone, or is there still a glove maker in Johnstown, Gloversville, and what is Townsend Leather?
I have learned there are a lot more places still around than I had originally thought when we started this year. You know, a lot of people tend to think it's totally gone, it's over, and it certainly isn't what it was. But there are still people in the area making leather and tanning leather and things like that. And Townsend Leather is located in Johnstown. They're having a big 50th anniversary celebration this year They make things for airplanes, accessories, furniture. So they kind of do a bunch of different stuff. So there are still people around here in the business.
And again, I guess I'm putting you on the spot, but are they making gloves themselves, or are they just tanning the leather? And
they are just tanning the leather, and yes.
And shipping it elsewhere, yeah. The another point about the glove industry from people who grew up there, including a dear friend of mine, that she always tells about how her young child, when she went down a certain road in Gloversville, called it the Stinky Road.
Oh, yeah.
And this was true, again, back in my hometown of Amsterdam. The creek used to have this terrible smell to it. And that's much better now, even though the carpet mills have gone. And that's, I gather, the case up in Johnstown, Gloversville.
It's true. When I was growing up, I believe there were still quite a few leather tanneries in Johnstown. And I always knew we were heading into Johnstown when you could smell it. And
right.
Now you don't notice that at all. So
you grew up in Gloversville.
Yes.
Itself. And did your family have any connections to glove making?
Oh, yes. My great-grandmother worked for a number of different businesses, as well as her mother. I'm the first generation in my family that has not worked in any capacity related to the glove or leather industry.
Isn't that something? And how is it you got interested in history?
My dad got me interested in history in fourth grade. We had to do a local history project because fourth grade was New York State history. And so my dad and I went around in Johnstown and took pictures of the historic markers, and he made me research the information behind every marker. So I learned about Sir William Johnson and the Drum House and Union Hall and all of these places. And it was something that my dad and I did together. So that was cool to me as a kid. And it was just fascinating.
Mm. And might I ask, is your dad still with us? He's still alive?
He is. He loves that it's his fault that I do what I do.
Okay. What's his full name?
His name is Jim Hall, and he actually came here because of the work in the industry. He's from Western New York, and he came here and to work.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, another aside to my hometown, my grandfather, the story goes, who's from England, Torrington, England, came to this country to weave silk in a glove mill, but the glove mill was in Amsterdam, was Founds, or we used to call it Founds's for some reason. That's, again, long gone. So, that was at least one glove mill that wasn't in Johnstown, Gloversville.
Yeah, as I've gone through this year, I've learned that, obviously it makes sense they were making gloves in other places, but you tend to focus on your own area, I think, a lot of the time.
Now, the year of the glove, one thing I wanted to ask you about, you have a very good logo, it seems to me, or a symbol of it, or maybe to try to talk like a younger person than I am, it's a meme or something you put on online a lot.
Yes, that was designed by... there were two people involved in that, Patsy Saddam, who is a local artist, and Chrissy Gilmore. She's the owner of Rickmar Printing in Amsterdam, and they worked on that, and it's really great.
Yeah. And you find out about, let's say, the remaining year of the glove events on Facebook?
You can check us out on Facebook. We're at Year of the Glove. If you search that, you'll find it there. Or you can also visit the Fulton County Historical Society's website, which is fultoncountyhistoricalsociety.org.
Hmm. And back to your own career. So you grew up, and your father got you interested in history, and you went off to college and studied history?
I did. I went to Russell Sage in Troy. I went to be an English teacher, and I decided to do a second major for fun, because I always liked history. And when it came time to look into grad school, I decided teaching in a classroom wasn't necessarily for me, but I always loved museums. So I went to the University of New Hampshire and completed my graduate studies in museum studies.
Mm. Well, and this is what you're doing now. I mean, what do you bring to a museum that, let's say, somebody without this training? I guess I'm asking, what do you learn in school about operating museums like the one you're in?
School is helpful, but for me, I'm definitely one of those people that learns by doing. I wasn't in school that long ago, but things have changed so much already. It's been almost 10 years since I finished my graduate studies. So I learned a lot about, interpretation mostly is what I focused on. And I did internships. We were required to do internships. So that's where I learned a lot, was by doing these sort of hands-on things. But I've definitely, over the years, it's messing up and learning to do better next time.
Yeah. Now, I've, dwelled on the fact that you're younger. I mean, you're certainly a lot younger than I am, and a lot of people we usually talk to about history. And I was just speaking with Jim Richmond over in Saratoga County, maybe you even know Jim, who's been quite involved in their Saratoga County History Roundtable. And they've had quite a bit of success getting new people to be interested in Saratoga County history. And I said to him, Jim, are you getting any young people? And he said, oh, yeah, we're getting some. And let me ask you the same thing. I mean, are you getting young people involved, or how do you get them involved?
You know, it's really about doing things that appeal to my generation. For me, it's easy because I can say, well, what would I want to do? What would I want to go to? How much money would I want to spend? What sounds interesting to me? So I think offering a type of experience for people, not necessarily, they're getting an experience out of it. And of course, always having snacks is helpful too.
Okay.
People love things that are different and unique. And I think that there is certainly a place for presentations and lectures, and I love going to those as well, but definitely have to also include things like, these interactive storytelling type events, or there are a lot of, historic pub crawls that people do mm-hmm. now. So, and you see a whole age range at those kinds of events, just young people.
Not to be too stupid, what is an interactive storytelling event? What does that mean?
We're kind of building this ourselves. I'm working with a local performer and artist called Ragliacci, and he's going to create a script from the original Washington Irving story, and it's going to be, maybe interactive isn't the quite word, maybe more immersive is what I'm trying to think of, where the audience kind of feels like they're sitting there listening to the story, maybe around a campfire or something like that. So it's not just going to be come listen to someone talk.
Sure. Well, which is, what I'm used to and what I've done over the years.
And I love school. If I could be a school person for the rest of my life, if that could be a career, I would just be a student.
Yeah.
I love going to those.
But a lot of people don't like that. But again, there's something like your tours. I know that's the thing they've done a lot in Amsterdam with the Historic Amsterdam League. They have tours, bus tours, and so on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, throwing some things out there and seeing, do people seem interested in it? If not, why? Should we tweak it and try it again, or forget about it and do something else?
Well, thank you very much, Samantha Hall Saladino, for joining us on the Historians Podcast. She is both the Fulton County historian, a post she's held for, I believe it's like 6 years, and more recently, executive director of the Fulton County Historical Society, which operates the Fulton County Museum. Samantha, thank you very much. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
You've been listening to the Historians Podcast, and I'm Bob Cudmore.